may be time to reverse polarities to let all in Jamaica favor legalization, decriminalization, spirit of the Maroons. To let all see that support of this message from Kingston's prisons is their cause, not simply like a headline in the newspaper. Can we imagine a future that we've arrived at by the following narrative? The story of John Prescott, of Desmond Green, of Reverence for Life, of Reaction, of the Warders, of the Warders' Strike, of the Invitation to Riot, of the moment when teammates saw through the game, realized that they were being asked to riot, asked to play a part in the Warders' game. Warders out on strike. Prisons unguarded. Invitation to chaos. But chaos never came. Instead, the teammates showed that they could live a peaceful life. Then Harvard comes to Port Antonio. Cyber Jam 1. The fundamental importance of marijuana to Jamaica, made clear by the wisdom of the conference. Errol Ennis and Camilla Rome come to Harvard, participate in an internet and society conference. Camilla asked to identify the message of Jamaica, that we would use internet to amplify. Put her smile and delicate finger on the movement for reverence for life. South Camp, Tower Street. And here we are. The Commissioner, John Prescott, putting the founder's question on the table. Will this movement continue without him? Or will the forces of reaction pull it back, contain it once again, snuff it out? Prescott announces his departure. The forces of reaction see now they have a chance. See now that the light of attention, of media, of internet, is about to light this message up. Once again, there, strength comes out. The processing of simple paper slows down. Numbers permitted to participate shrink. Violence once again imposed. A teammate gives way under the pressure. So the story goes. In Jamaica, I find you never know what games are being played. Reaction. Release programs shut down. Request from the new Minister of Security for Mr. Prescott's report. Mr. Prescott, make your report.
What is
Shaggy, you follow the story of this guy escaping?
I just saw... Oh, you want to follow it?
No, I was wondering whether you would follow it.
No,
sir. No, sir.
Last night?
I don't know whether it was last night or the night before. I don't know, it was night. I don't even know if the guy really escaped. I know that there's news about a guy who escaped. Whether it's true or not.
I was here, it was right, but I hear my heart, my lips, my soul, my
Stinky weed is the wicked. The whale is Westmoreland. Extraordinary grip. What kind of countryside is it? Flat? Is it mountain? Is it low?
Mixed up too. Mixed up. Nice mountains and nice flats. And nice down that way.
Never been to Westmoreland. I've heard about the grill. I was there once when I was a kid.
So would love to go back nowadays, you know?
Well, I sort of fell in love with Port Antonio. But I could see taking a side trip to Westmoreland.
Well, whenever you're ready. No problem.
How long a drive from Kingston?
Well, okay, I'll get you there in 4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours. So if you take your time, we have to drive a lot, you know?
Right.
A lot of nice sights and resorts along the way. But check the road because we have to know hard.
Really, because it was in the news, a murder convict, murder convict escapes. It was part of a program that they had. First of all, not for you to think that all prisoners at some point in time get to do this. I think they're carefully selected. The suggestion is that there are about 250 prisoners who participate in this kind of program, where, you know, they get to go out and take to a job. I don't know whether it's a 9-to-5 or a special job from time to time. Sort of get them back into society, get them back relating with the general populace and, you know. But I'm assuming that is en route to release. I don't don't know if, for instance, in this particular case, the prisoner was still getting ready to be released. One would think that's when he would implement that kind of program. I'm not sure of the sentence. Probably not a life sentence. It was non-capital murder. But if you're sort of, you know, my feeling would be you would start training inside the prison maybe 2 years before you would be up for release in, you know, this time.
I like it when he read the news before. And now he's just talking, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. But he's curious. I give him credit for that. Shaggy, should marijuana be legal in Jamaica?
You know?
What's the reason it isn't? Why isn't it?
Why?
Because the government is the one who's reaping it right now. And all the time, you don't want the little man to get any action on that. When he makes it illegal, he's the only one who could sell it. So we will go and take it to our senses and then burn the one that's no good. We know that. That's what's going on. You take it to me, nobody has it but you. He claims that if we make it legal, if it's illegal, it's not going to work in the money. Well, all right, well then who's making the money out of it? What do you mean it's not going to work in the money? Stupid jobs, right? Who cares if it makes money or it don't make money? The person who cares about the money is the one who is growing it. What do you think? That's no logic. What? And if it's only you can't control it. The money I sell it, man.
So who makes money out of gotcha?
The government. Who else? Because he ripped off the man who grew it on charges. You see? Well, it is right now. We have the best side of the ganja. And the government don't want to suffer the poor man to plant the ganja. The poor man plant the ganja, it wouldn't be so much robbery and creating a place, because people would be having money to do what they want to do. All this whole lot of poverty would not be chucking, because all these people's poverty is chucking our ganja people. They plant their ganja, and in turn they would be out there in the field planting dashin and, you know, yams and whatever other things. You see, the government is cutting out the ganja and it's got nothing like the ganja, if you cut it out, say, we don't use it, but at the same time, all the big guys, they get the, you know, they are the ones who's getting paid. They pay this, when they kill it out, they collect one bag of money so they fight in drugs. Or they, you know, some kind of excuse. And the whole thing is, the people who are supposed to be, and that thing is a thing, is a medicine. It cure all kind of people. So, especially on kids. You hear young kids born, just blow the dance on them. Give them a little smoke every now and then. Very rough quality, you know, and if you got any kind of illness that you, you know, suffer with, I'm not sure that. Yeah. my last son is about to have an illness. When he's sleep, he snores, he breathes every, you're sorry for him in his breathing. And I can't jack snore. I keep ganja to smoke and I blow it on him and right now close his mouth and snore and sleep all him want and breathe easy. And like took a little time to take him to the doctor. And they told me come back with one bag of money and all type of thing. Yeah. Only thing is that ganja cure. Every time I smoke ganja, I blow it on him and give him a little puff. Sangha, me know. This is why I said the government is the one who gets all the money out of ganja. They charge people for it. So, they are the known one who gets money. They get you to take charge, but they tell you not to grow it at the same time. You got to have it for all type of things. They've been up to grow it and they got to have it for all type of things. Who is growing it? Tell me.
I don't know. Who is growing it?
Well, that's what we want to know. Well, somebody has to grow it. And it's growing.
So where does the country grow? Must be Westmoreland.
Well, it's growing. It's make all type of people grow ganja. We have very special ganja. That's all the big guys they smoke. Guys like me. My ganja got to come from Westmoreland. They got ganja from Westmoreland. It's not the same ganja that come out of Sympathy. This is the ganja, Westmoreland ganja. It's two different ganja.
Yeah.
And no other side in Jamaica grow the type of herb that grow in the west side, West Poland. But the total difference with this is West Poland. It's a different strain of weed from out there.
So when you buy your Westmoreland ganja, who gets the money from you?
Well, actually, I buy that from a small grower.
In other words, you have an arrangement directly with somebody who grows.
Yeah, man.
And who does he pay?
He pays workers, like, you know, many people to keep it clean or... And those people that goes back on there, they don't have no sex during the harvest month. You know why? No. Man that grows it has to stay pure so that the guy can become pure and strong. No sex to that 6 months.
Kind of like a boxer.
Yeah.
So it's the guy in Westmoreland who's growing it that makes the money.
Well, I don't see who's making the money. Normally the guy who grows it don't make no only for money. The guy who get it out of, you know, get it out of Jamaica, maybe out to the America or somewhere. He could. That's the money maker. I went up to England and I had to pay £50 to get 14 gram a week. £50 to get 14 gram to make the weed. You know how much is £50? Shakespeare. I want $3,000, man. I get all pound of weed for that, man. Kilo or so.
And what did you get for 50?
14 grams of Jamaican weed.
14 grams?
14 grams.
For what you could buy for, you'd get a pound.
Yeah, that's it. That's in England. That was up there.
So the guys that make the money are the guys that get it out of the country and sell it in the big markets. And the big markets are
England,
America,
New York. Even down in LA, the big places where they want to make money.
Question, Shaggy. Suppose marijuana was legalized. All those guys that are making money now by getting it to England, would they make less money or more money?
More money.
They'd make more money.
More money. You know why?
Why?
We would be selling the best guns out. And the best guns that have the best price. Because, like I told you, the type of guns that carry the type of price. The guns that grow in certain parts of the world, or certain parts of the country. We know that guns is no good. Fuck our guns are mine like me. I like it. So, it's in my hand. I know where it comes from.
So like a fine wine, it's like vineyards.
Yeah.
So could you take me to the finest vineyard in Westmoreland?
Of course. Finest. In the field.
The finest field.
Finest. No problem.
Now, what river is this on my left?
I have hope.
Beautiful. Where does it go?
Right across the island. Right across the island, that's why I go. From sea to river, from river to sea.
How can that be? There must be a crossing of the stream.
Hmm?
How can that be?
Well, because it's a stream that runs across. You go all over, you run into it. Right now you go to Spanish Town, you run into this river. Like River Road. Ever heard of River Road?
Nope.
Never heard of River Road?
Nope.
Okay. But we have quite a bit of story to do, you and me, so I'll catch you up on all that you're missing out. Yeah.
So I could, tour Jamaica with the ganja man.
Eh? Jamaica with the ganja man. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay, no problem. No problem. I could take you into a field of ganja about 5-6 acres. It's as much as you're looking at the stack, this banana walk.
Yeah.
You could go in a ganja field big like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here ganja you're looking at. Let it see.
I'm not so much interested in the quantity as the quality.
Yes, okay. No, you're done. Box of quality.
The finest field.
If you implanted, no problem. I take it to the finest. Where they call that type of ganja high grade. The vibe weed. When you burn that, you want to sing, you want to dance. You want to laugh, you want to die, you want to reason, you want everything nice. Yes, we call that one grade, high grade. Thank you.
I wonder if the Brooklyn Center could buy a piece of land. If we can buy time on a radio station, why not? Harvard has forests in Petersham. Estates in Italy. Should we not have a fine field in Westmoreland, from which high grade is product? Idea what land costs in Westmoreland?
Hmm?
Any idea? Do you have any idea what land costs?
Land in Westmoreland?
In Westmoreland. Suppose I wanted to buy a fine field.
Piece of land.
Piece of land.
Well, Westmoreland land are the most expensive land in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Right now it's on the Port Antony they're talking about. It's going to be the next west. But right now, this plan is down there, Westmoreland. So, price would be a factor is to be able to get the land. If you have been high society to get land in Westmoreland. This is a gold mine.
So who is the high society?
High society are the people with money in Jamaica. Not necessarily anybody special. Just people with money. Money dog in Jamaica and bullshit. Wow. So even if you go to the West, as long as you have money, you will get land.
So how much for 1 acre of high grade?
Okay, 1 acre, well, I don't know, I don't know about someone selling out the high grade acre, but if you want to buy a whole acre high grade, you wouldn't have a problem with that, if that go cost you some dollars. Because for instance, for a weight, a pound of high grade, for $300 US.
there in the Jamaican Islands, that's looking about 12,000.
And how much land does it take to grow a pound?
Now, there, one tree could be up to grow. Two trees could grow up, a pound. With an acre lot, no, acre lot, like, it could grow almost a container. I heard about an acre lot. But nowadays, these herbs don't grow very long. They go sharp. But if you want an acre of land, then you have to get the land, then you have to get the land and grow it and farm it and grow the wheat. And that wouldn't be front page land, that would be land that's hidden in the bush. In the hills. An acre of land down there was.
That the land where the high grade grows is government land?
Yes.
So that makes the government growing it, right?
No. That land go there and let me heard of somebody up there cultivating, and he sent the helicopter up there. That would kill it though. I think those land has government set some bars and eaten away. I don't think no special, no one individual for those land. Like forgotten land.
Doesn't make sense to me, Shaggy, because on the one hand, this land is incredibly valuable. I mean, you can grow one plant, and that's 1 pound, and that's 300 U.S.
Well, all right.
This is gold mines.
Yeah, okay.
And on the other hand, it's land that's way up there, and nobody cares about it, nobody ever comes and looks.
Mm-hmm.
That's two different pieces of land you're describing.
Well, that is it. That is it. They don't care nothing about it, but you folks, they go capture it. Land is some herb, and let them know. All of a sudden, they care.
the palm trees. Sense of recognition of being back in Port Antonio. On the north side of the Blue Mountain. When I spoke to Barry Chavan yesterday, I had the sense of speaking to someone who didn't understand that the law was just words. Out of which we make meaning. He spoke as if the Jamaican attitude towards law was that its word is law. Like you're just supposed to believe that. If the law says it's so, then it is. No matter how damn stupid or against self-interest. The goal of the judge is not to question why. Is that a better explanation that in Jamaica money talks, bullshit walks? Is the reason why do not legalize marijuana is that those who make money from the illegal marijuana trade control the vote? You referred to the poor people in Jamaica as the ganja people.
Yes.
Is there a connection between the two? That is, are you describing the same group of people when you talk about poor people in Jamaica and ganja people in Jamaica?
Yes. That's what the poor people make their living off of. Ganja. Along with the other food. When it was okay to, when they was so strict, it was planting ganja along with beans, carrot, yam, and all those. And the country was nice. Everybody was busy. Can't afford to really go home. Now you got your nice street down Vegas because they put down on the trade. Liquor man can't trade again, only the big man. If you're not big, you cannot trade. Big, no problem. That's where the money time was.
Drive through Buff Bay. Kids are on the road. Stands out. Waiting to trade. You're talking about a time when the little man grew stuff in the backyard, your own vegetables, yams, marijuana. How long ago was that? When was that?
Well, since you're back to the 70s. And before that, no, it's different. The herb has changed now that not even the poor man can't grow the herb anymore because he cannot grow the real grape. The herb, they got different type of names for the real skunk. And to grow it, you got to have some knowledge of farming. And knowledge comes from being able to keep up with up to date, with what's happening today. You have to get that knowledge from being able to go to school and learn the proper way of, you know, farming. Farming is not like one time you just throw it in the backyard and it's growing. That type of weed don't smoke again. The weed that we smoke now is mere bud. Bud, no leaf. We don't smoke no leaf anymore. Come on. You have it hard right now because you have to be good to be able to grow it.
grow the weed, guys, you know. Like I said, grow it in a special way. Weed, you don't grow tall again. Sad.
They grow them short?
Yeah.
To hide them or to somehow just grow better weed?
Better weed. Grow short.
Interesting. It's almost like, you know, when I was a kid, Jamaican leaf was great. So now I wouldn't even think that Jamaican leaf was any good, huh?
No, we don't use leaf again. In fact, the sure way to leave. Leaf, then we'll deal with the weeds right now. They wait until the leaf drops off before they reap. They reap, because the leaves go away. But England is selling the leaves. I always get over there when they claim it's come out of Africa. But they're selling the leaves. We call that commercial weed.
Yeah.
And if you go up to England right now, they have commercial weed up there. We don't even burn commercial weed here. But we're that square, man. That big price commercial weed is carrying up to England. Where's the US? Where's the phone? I want the buffer.